These Frickley games are nice and quiet, aren't they?
Good games, aren't it? Technically, to be fair, but it was a good game. All this plenty of blood and thunder, and nearly ruined by referee again.
I can touch on that, yeah.
unbelievable. Some of the things that you're seeing. But you know, you've just heard it for yourself. The spirit, the togetherness that we've got, built on from last season, will take us a long way.
Yeah, and like you say, I mean, obviously we've got a retired goalkeeper. Obviously Wolfie's out for three games, and two big players out missing there. And then you go in a goal down. Back of your head, you're probably thinking, well, I hope you're not, but we're thinking, hello, something's, it's not going to be our night tonight. And Greaves have missed the open goal, and.
Yeah, well, when they went, they went through and had a chance to make it 2-0. And yeah, I just felt that our luck had changed then. You know, we've gone up the other end, we've scored a great goal. And second half, you know, kept going. Credit to them, because they're hard to play against. They really are. And they've got some tricky players, some strong players. They're aggressive, they're in your face. And they never stop working, you know, and that's credit to them. But our lads have shown again that they can deal with that physical aspect of the game and still come out on top and keeping believing and keeping on going.
Absolutely. You know, that's probably the worst refereeing performance I think we've probably seen.
Getting there.
I mean, what have we got? We've got it. The save in the first half.
Just everybody. How can you not see that from the position that he's in? It's pretty unbelievable, and that's could have been an absolutely enormous decision in respect to
the penalty. It's a red card.
It's a penalty. It's a red card. Mm. You know, that totally changes the game. He just said, if he's, it's the way that he just said, so blasé, if I've missed it, then I'm sorry. But that's not good enough.
But then it continues the second half.
It isn't good enough. Things like that. You know, you can take the marginal ones that you might see it this way, you might see it that way. But a penalty as blatant as that is just—it's not acceptable.
And then their first goal. I mean, I know you making the point. I'm the exact same. I can see you making it. That Frank's been penalised for a little push in the opposite corner. Their fellas probably a yard and a half offside. At least half a yard offside. And then there's a blatant push from the line who's just stood still as if he's fast asleep.
Yeah, well, you know, so it's the inconsistencies. But you know, at the end of the day, I'm a manager, and I take responsibility for everything that goes on a football pitch. The referee, as the leader of that little band, should be the one who takes responsibility. You can blame linesmen and this, that, and the other. But that's shocking. I'd like to see what his second yellow card for Craig Linfield.
Well, I was going to ask you that. That was going to be my next question. No, I don't think anybody's seen that, have they?
No, you know, there's been a little bit of the kids are gone off the pitch and obviously jarred his knee or something. Craig, because they've been having a bit of a ding dong, but it happens in football.
Of course it does.
He's gone over and had a word. Can you tell me? Like, because I didn't hear what Craig said,
exactly.
So he come off, because he was right where I was. So how can he turn around and give me a yellow card? I don't understand that.
But I suppose, taking all that aside, the 3 points, absolutely. You know, seeing that they equalise and we've got him in, and Greaves gets his goal.
Shows another aspect, and Greaves are getting his goals.
just.
Well, believe me. You know, because Wolfie, he got himself sent off the other week, and. you know, somebody of Greaves' calibre, he's tried his taters off there tonight to try and get on a score sheet, and at one point when he had one to roll back to Matty Kay, and he's tried to score. I just said to him there at the end, it's a good job he did score, because I might have been turning the strip off him and then some at the end of that game. But you know, goal scorers are like that, you know. Talk about taking responsibility, they've got to do that, and Greaves does it in abundance.
Exactly. So looking forward to Saturday, Stour Bridge. It's a new one.
Never been there. Don't know what it's going to entail, but I'm sure you know, we'll see how, because we've got a couple of little injuries and stuff like that, so we'll have to see how they are, and then look forward to it. Like I say, another nice little trip out for everyone.
We'll see you Saturday.
Cheers.
Just go.